Dreamscape presents Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall, narrated by Joe Jameson. Chapter 1. I've never seen the point of fancy dress parties. You have two choices. Either you make a massive effort and wind up looking like a dick, or you make no effort and wind up looking like a dick. And my problem, as always, was not knowing what kind of dick I wanted to be. I'd pretty much committed to the no-effort strategy. Then I'd panicked at the last minute, made an ill-fated attempt to track down somewhere that sold costumes, and found myself in one of those weirdly high-streety sex shops that flog red lingerie and pink dildos to people with no real interest in either. Which is why, when I rocked up to a party already well into the too hot, too loud, too crowded stage of its life cycle, I was wearing a pair of problematically sexualized black lace bunny ears. I swear I used to be good at this sort of thing, but I was out of practice, and looking like a cut-rate rent boy serving a very specific fetish was not the ideal way to make a triumphant return to the scene. Worse, I'd arrived so late that all the other lonely shit people had given up and gone home already. Somewhere in that pit of flashy lights, bleepy music and sweat were my actual friends. I knew that because our WhatsApp group, currently called Queer Comes the Sun, had devolved into 100 variations on the theme of Where the Fuck is Luke? But all I could see were people I vaguely thought vaguely knew people who vaguely knew me. Wriggling my way to the bar, I squinted at the chalkboard listing the night's bespoke cocktails, and eventually ordered a slow, comfortable conversation about pronouns up against the wall, since it seemed like it would be both nice to drink and accurately descriptive of my chances of scoring that evening. Or indeed, ever. I should probably explain why I was sipping on a non-binary beverage while wearing the world's most middle-class excuse for fetish gear in a basement in Shoreditch. But honestly, I was beginning to wonder that myself. Basically, there's this guy called Malcolm, who I know because everybody knows Malcolm. I'm pretty sure he's a stockbroker, or a banker, or whatever. But in the evenings, by which I mean some evenings, by which I mean about one evening a week, he DJs at this transgender, gender-fluid club night called Surf and Turf at the Cellar. And tonight was his tea party. His Mad Hatter's tea party. Because that's Malcolm. Right now, he was at the back of the room in a purple topper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?